Okay, next we have Xander Selly.
I'm Xander Selly from District 625, and I was a Perth resident from 2007 through 2011. Possibly the best 4 years of my life, and the worst 4 years, but Crosswinds made it the best 4 years, essentially. I'm going to give you an interesting perspective. I'm happy with how many people have responded after I sent all of you letters. I heard from Christine Gillette and John Broderick. In my letter, I had a lot of literary analysis in there. And I wouldn't have done that if it was not for the education I received in the Crosswinds High School. The other thing is, the book I kept tying it to was To Kill a Mockingbird. And in that book, possibly the quote that reminds me the most of Crosswinds and Enid Standards, which if you think about it, you guys are representing us. I feel you should take the Enid Standards into your own hearts when you try to make decisions. And that is when Atticus said, "You get along better with all kinds of folks. You never really fully understand a person until you consider things from his point of view, until you climb into his skin and walk around in it." If you were at any Crosswinds event last year, particularly the moving on ceremony, you would know how special that is to us. Also, so this is how I'm going to approach the situation, is from the Crosswinds board's point of view. People in your own district aren't happy. I get that. They obviously have never been to the Enid schools or seen high school test results from Enid compared to your own districts. Also, so they're not happy and they want the money in their own districts, right? What you do is you say, okay, I get that, but you know how special Enid is. You have said, in fact, Christina herself has said she knows how great Crosswinds is. So here's my proposal. You take what's all on the table and you say, well, we have funding till 2013. I vote you take, you'll say, okay, we'll run until then or until Purpage or a charter option come up and get proposed to us with all the correct funding and all that. They come to the board, community members, all that. And that means you may not have to be. It may happen sooner. It may happen at the end of next year. You don't know yet. So, because essentially closing Harambe and Crosswinds would be a sin, going again with that To Kill a Mockingbird thing theme, because it doesn't do anything wrong. And think of the 490 kids at Crosswinds and the 840 total Crosswinds kids, the 95 dedicated Crosswinds and Harambe teachers, whom I will tell you, having toured other schools, been in other schools, been in almost all of your own school districts, are not as dedicated as your 95% of your staff are. It would be a sin. And why would you close them? Because it was easier for you? It was the easier option? Or because it was your own political agenda? You're throwing all them underneath the bus. That's not okay. And it's really not an Enid value. And as the Enid board, I feel as if there are other options on the table. You need to look at them too and not just go for the easier option or what your board in your own district is pressuring you to do. Also, may I leave you with this last thing. Compromise is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of strength. And I feel like the board does not have that, which makes you, honestly, in my opinion, a really weak board to the people you are serving, not only in your own districts, but here. And I know kids that are extremely upset about this and who you'll hear about from at some point. And we will remind you, thinking of whenever any kid that I know that enters school that said, I want to go to Crosswinds someday, all of you will get an email if it does shut down. All of you will get an email going, look, there's 7 kids that are much more. I want to go to Crosswinds someday, or I want to go to Harambe someday, like their older siblings did, and like their friends did, and community members did. Thank you.
Thank you, Xander.